The Great Canadian Talk Show.
It was only a couple of watts, but I brought the truth to everyone within three blocks of the west side of campus.
No way! Yes way!
And now, let's get right down to business with Marty Gold.
Welcome to the Great Canadian Talk Show podcast. This is episode 18 already, of season 4. And I'm Marty Gold. You can catch all of our podcasts and all of the Action Line stories on actionline.ca. When you go to the far right, you'll see the blog tab. You'll be able to click there, read all the articles that aren't part of the podcast series. Sometimes I will email those out, the articles out to the podcast list, but sometimes not. That way you can stay up to date. You can also look at the different categories, both under the blog tab. There's a couple of different categories there, but across the top of the Action Line main page. And whether it's podcasts, city, province, crime, we cover it all. We cover it because of your contributions, your donations, your support. I'm going to get that pitch out of the way right now. Today I'm bringing you an exclusive information that no other newsroom has and that no other newsroom is going to get, because people out in the community don't trust the newsrooms. They know that newsrooms make decisions based on whether something will is newsworthy sometimes, but often whether it'll fit in with their narrative, whether it will fit in with the kinds of causes and philosophies that the newsrooms themselves are trying to advance. And so when faced with a choice of a story between people in a workplace who've got legitimate beefs about how they're being treated in contract negotiations, for instance, or some story that talks about some individual who's affronted by by being misgendered or some misplaced pronoun or something else. You've seen the MS Society in the States. You probably haven't heard this in Winnipeg media. They fired a 90-year-old who didn't understand what it said. Literally, what do you mean use your pronouns? They fired them. They've been forced to back off because of donations to the MS Society fell off a cliff for picking on somebody who was just, frankly, they're not going to be sitting, 90-year-olds not sitting on social media picking up on all the latest trends. But newsrooms will make the decision to cover stories about some things and not others. We get tips no one else gets. We're able to report on them. We're able to do podcasts, investigations, and interviews about those because of your support. We're able to interview city councilors because of your support. We're able to do analysis pieces like 100 Days of WAP. Analysis pieces about what goes on at the legislature, what goes on at City Hall. That's because of your support. There's no Trudeau here. This week, your prime minister tried today as social media is undermining the credibility of mainstream media. They do it to themselves. If you go to the donate page, and I've rejigged the donate page so you can don't have to scroll down all the way to the bottom to find ways to support this program. All the value, what is it called? The value proposition? That follows. There's different categories that you can take a look at further down on the donate page with, for instance, our interviews with city councilors. Easy links to follow to be able to hear the interviews with Councillor Edie, Councillor Mays, Councillor Wyatt. Easy links to follow for our coverage of things that the mainstream media does not cover. That alone, by the way, that category alone proves why support for this program is necessary. We're trying to raise $3,800 right now through April 1st to keep us strong, to keep us active, to keep the bills paid, to keep me on the beat, to keep me filing freedom of information requests, to find out what's going on, especially with City Hall and in your neighborhoods, whether it's the West End, St. Boniface, the North End, Osborne Village. I'm here for you. And those of you that are in a position to contribute, whether it's $20 or $200 or whatever, it all goes towards making this my full-time job. I stack up the work that has been produced on Action Line with the Great Canadian Talk Show podcast and those stories against any media outlet subsidized by Justin Trudeau or not. We bring quality, we bring accuracy, we bring insight, we bring analysis that only comes from the decades of experience that I have, from the institutional memory that I have. And you just take a look, for instance, at our most recent story about David Irving, the Holocaust denier from the United Kingdom, and when he came to Winnipeg, and the audio of what he said, that Hitler had his hands out to protect the Jews. And I not only told the story of him, because he's on his deathbed, with whether he's dead or not as of this recording, hard to know. He once came to Winnipeg. It caused an uproar. The Jewish community leadership completely confused. Mayor Nori silent. Premier Pauly silent. We leapt into action. Myself, Yoram Amizrahi, my mentor, and others that were involved at the time. It's that experience I bring to the table. Please make a donation for this campaign. I'm urging you. This work has never been more important, and this episode is about to prove it. Bell MTS is a hot mess as layoffs loom. And that's not rumor, that's not conjecture, that comes from a letter that was sent by Unifor National Headquarters out to the membership in the wake of the Bell layoffs in Bell Media at CTV and other media outlets, in particular them dumping their radio stations. And of course, we covered that in a widely, widely listened to podcast about the layoffs, the effect on coverage in Winnipeg, etc. Again, you can catch that at actionline.ca, and it'll be up on the main page. And it was a darn good report. It got a lot of action. You know, I can see the listener retention rate. That one was way up there, 90 to 100% all the way through. People were interested in what's going on, in that case with media. But Bell, being a conglomerate, there's lots of employees they can whack and put on the chopping block as they try to preserve shareholder value in their mind. The corollary effects, the what do they call it? Trickle-down economic effects? Yeah, the bigwigs at Bell don't care. And not only do they not care when it comes to TV and radio, they also don't care when it comes to telecom services. The national headquarters of Unifor sent out a letter that we have acquired, sent by a local employee, and I'll be getting to the comments of that employee after the break, but right off the top, this was sent out by Unifor Local 7, an attached letter from Roch LeBlanc, Unifor's director of telecommunications sector. And this was the day after, as they put it, Bell's ruthless decision to lay off workers. And Unifor 7, the president, Jackie, I assume it's Prynne, P-R-Y-N-N-E, they say that they are going to support their local. Now, this letter goes through the different regions that they represent. Speaks of the gravity of the situation. Yesterday's news of Bell's heartless decision to lay off workers while shamelessly boosting dividends and executing share buybacks for the benefit of shareholders and executives is a slap in the face. Each and every one of you tirelessly contribute to the success of the company. Following the announcement, Unifor leaders engaged in preliminary discussions with company representatives to gain insight into the scope and impact of the decision. From those discussions, and this is on February 9th that this letter was sent out to Unifor members, we learned that in the telco division, approximately 700 jobs are slated for cuts, including unfilled and vacant positions. We're striving to ensure any terminations carried out in a manner that prioritizes the financial well-being of our members. At this juncture, wrote Unifor, we lack specific location details and are uncertain about the fate of contractors affected by this announcement. However, we can provide some general insights into the impact across various units, meaning the bargaining units. For instance, 400 jobs within the Bell Clerical Bargaining Unit in Quebec and Ontario had discussions scheduled over the course of February. 140 positions in Ontario and Quebec targeted retirement offer coming their way. No precise figures disclosed for Bell Sales, Bell West, and Expertech bargaining units. And then we come to what you're going to be interested in. Bell MTS. Bell MTS faces obstacles in targeting specific positions due to their contractual obligation to offer severance to all workers. So having hacked and whacked at the CTV newsroom locally, one of the reasons why we're fundraising to be able to provide more coverage of more stories, more investigations, more information that you need. They're also looking at going after Bell MTS. It also deals this letter with the Atlantic and another couple of divisions. That from Roch LeBlanc, the director of the telecommunications sector for Unifor. But what about MTS? What about the crown? What was it? It was once called the crown jewel, I think. Was that Bell MTS? That might have always been Hydro, but I still remember Bell MTS. MTS before it was sold off. And I'm not going to get into the rationale for the sale by the Filmon government back in the late 90s. There was good reasons to think it was a good idea in terms of the amount of investment that would have been needed to upgrade the system. I have some understanding of this from my own work in the telecommunications sector. But we're talking about the here and now. When I come back from this break, you're going to hear the comments of a listener of this program who is disgusted with Bell BCE. What is going on? What are the working conditions here in Winnipeg? Why is your service so terrible when you call in? Why they are hesitating, they are forced to hesitate before getting rid of any of the employees here, and what tactics are being used? Let's Talk Day by Bell MTS to reduce their workforce. You won't hear this anywhere else. You're going to hear it right here, the Great Canadian Talk Show podcast, right after this break.
The Great Canadian Talk Show is brought to you by The Hive Hair Company. From classic to funky, the styles of your life are at The Hive in the heart of the Osborne Village at 175 Osborne. Call 452-4483 or online, thehivehaircompany.com.
Is your business plagued by thefts and break-ins? Is your residential property under siege by out-of-control crime and vandalism? You need effective safety measures to protect your property. Jamrock Security can help you today. We have the expertise to deliver the right solutions and get your security problems under control. Call 204-880-1564 or contact our website, jamrocksecurity.ca. Do security. Do it smart. Jamrock Security.
If you want to send in news tips, provide comments on previous programs, send a contribution towards our costs and expenses through Interac, martygoldlive@gmail.com. And I have had a steady stream of stories, potential stories, information certainly about the community. Not often about labor matters. A lot of time it'll be about bike lanes and city workers and, you know, tinkering that the province is doing under the NDP government to different programs, things like that. But this is really something, and I want you to listen to the words of a listener of this program, just like you, a fan of the show, and what's happening in their workplace. They have asked to remain anonymous, but there's enough information in here that I'm not going to provide publicly, and I'm quite satisfied that this is 1,000,000% legit. I'm staying anonymous due to how Bell BCE treats and responds to criticism of them from their own employees, which is through termination of employment. I always listen to your podcasts and look forward to them all the time. I appreciate you bringing up the Bell layoffs and what's going on with the news not being shown at noon during the week as well as on weekends, as your most, meaning the evening weekends, as well as your most recent podcast on February 11th. Let's not forget about us employees who have been working for MTS, or what is now known as Bell MTS, where we could be gone as well. It's not a bad job, says this listener. I like my job, the pay, the benefits, the pension, but things have gotten toxic and rotten to the core after Bell took over in the MTS days. And I could be off a bit, they say. We had approximately, give or take, about 1,800 employees. That number sounds familiar to me. And now we're down to about 600. To add fuel to the fire with the Bell layoffs, Bell MTS employees don't know what will be happening to us. When Bell bought out MTS, they said they will, quote, invest in the community and make what is now Bell MTS the Western headquarters of Bell for Western Canada. That now looks like another lie, of course. The future seems bleak, to say the least. Over the years of being a Bell/Bell MTS employee, we've seen countless buyouts, people quitting due to high stress levels, toxic work environment, and the outsourcing of our jobs at a rapid rate that Manitobans can do and take pride in. Instead, companies like Nordia and Sitel, which have centers all over Canada and even overseas like the Philippines, but of course they pay the absolute lowest wages possible. Having Manitobans pay for services where Manitobans work, invest to give back in the form of wages back to the community is a win-win for everybody. We know about the outsourcing because we're told that this company, Nordia, is going to be helping us out with the workload, which is a lie. They sent employees who volunteered to go out to the Nordia Center in northern Toronto, I guess the north end of Toronto, to do the training, which was a total slap in the face to us employees. In other words, training your replacements. After Bell took over MTS, they only hired off the street once in the 7 years since Bell took us over. Unlike the employees who work at the outsourced centers, we are dedicated, take pride in our jobs and responsibilities, as well as go above and beyond in providing a way better customer experience. And I'm just going to interject here. For all the complaints you may hear about Rogers and Shaw and the other companies, I hear nothing but complaints about MTS. I see plenty of complaints, plenty online about especially the cell service. The cable service can be spotty here and there. But it's not like they carry around a 5-star rating. If you ever wonder, says this tipster, why you get inferior customer service when you call into Bell MTS nowadays, it's because many of the times you get representatives at Nordia answering calls where they have no dedication to their jobs, don't care, understand the community. They are trained too fast. And with the complexities of the service, products, and systems, there is no way you can expect things to be done right without errors. The error rate with the Nordia representatives are so high and bad that some in management have gone to experienced Bell MTS representatives for their customer service needs directly at work instead of calling in like a customer so they avoid getting a Nordia representative. Terrible service for thee, but not for me. Nordia, says this tipster, pays very low and has a high turnover rate due to the complexities of the job, responsibilities, systems, and of course the low wage. You get what you pay for. Boy, isn't that true. Now, there's a couple of locations where Bell MTS warehouses employees. One's downtown, one's on Osborne just through the underpass. Apparently, the building through the underpass is about 50% full. And the office is downtown at Portage and Main, where you see the Bell MTS logo on that one building. Virtually empty, according to this employee. What I'm getting at, they say, is this company, Bell, doesn't care about new communities they gobble up, whether it's the newspapers, TV stations, technology companies, and telecom companies, and the employees who make their company what it is. The morale at work is at an all-time low. They're making expectations for scorecards unachievable, cutting hours for casual part-time and regular part-time employees to the point where they have to get a second job, quit to get some other job that is full-time, but of course giving Nordia representatives full-time work. Oh, cutting hours to make people quit. There's a reason why they might be doing that. Getting a second job if you're casual part-time or regular part-time is very hard due to how Bell can't give a consistent work schedule after they took over scheduling. Every day can be different or every week can be different. The only way to get a consistent schedule is to work the undesirable shift, which is the late shift, or get a doctor's note for schedule consistency, which they say they will consider. With regards to that late shift, going back to my cab driving days, there is a MTS center at, it was 630, was it 6? I'm trying to remember the address. It wasn't 635 Cordon's, across the street, Cordon and Daly, I think it was, across from the Scotiabank. And we used to get cab trips at midnight to take the, I'm pretty sure they were all like telephone operators in those days. This goes back, 35 or more years. And we'd get these late night trips to take the girls home, and you'd have a lineup of 5 or 6 or 7 cabs outside of the Bell facility on Cordon. And I mention this because one of the trips she lived like 8 houses down on Corden, but they had to send her home in a cab after midnight. And the meter, if you had a green light, would not even click over. You'd lose money waiting an hour for a trip because it would run. My God, this is a goes back to when the drop on the meter was like $1.35. And if you didn't catch the red light, the meter wouldn't click over. Back to the letter in question. The only way to get a consistent schedule is to work the undesirable shift, the late shift, or get a doctor's note for schedule consistency, which they say they will consider. Looks to me, if they can't get rid of us, they'll make life miserable to where we quit. They wonder what causes mental issues. It's bullshit like this, and I find it so ironic they have this Bell Let's Talk Day. So, Bell, let's talk about the bullshit you clowns are doing that is causing mental issues. So it's not only the way they treat people in radio and television, where every year after Bell Let's Talk Day, they'll donate a nickel to whatever favorite cause, and then out comes the axe. And jobs go flying out the window all over this country, including here in Winnipeg. There's been talk amongst many Bell MTS employees that there's a layoff clause, meaning if the company tries to lay off, say, 40 representatives, that they would have to pull 40 jobs from Nordia, provided they do the same job as us. Okay, so if they've contracted out and they try to cut jobs in the bargaining unit, they have to contract, and I don't mean contract, I mean contract as in restrict, like pull back, 40 jobs from the contracted, the outsourced jobs. Now, this person's saying they haven't seen the collective bargaining agreement, so they might have understood something, but there was talk, they say, of bumping and the severance pay that Bell would prefer not to pay, obviously, which they say is an obstacle as per the Unifor email that all the Bell MTS employees got that was sent on by this listener for you, the other listeners, to hear about. Don't be fooled if this company Bell says, yes, we have 1,000 Manitoba employees. Ask them this. Are they directly employed by Bell or are they contractors? I bet they avoid the question. This company Bell are liars. They don't give a shit about anything but the almighty buck. Unifor Local 7, I've checked the website. They don't have anything, any new information about this. There's a meeting with the general membership at the end of March. The conclusion from this listener. Thanks for reading what I had to say in vent. I hope we are also kept in mind with what is going on with Bell MTS. I'll keep you posted on what's going on because what Bell has done is despicable and disrespectful. So here's the synopsis. The contract would require severance pay. They don't want to pay it. It would require, evidently, a commensurate cutback in contracted positions if they cut from the union local, from that bargaining unit. So instead, Bell MTS makes their employees miserable. The part-time employees can't get a consistent schedule in terms of what days of the week or what hours. The casual employees can't. It's a toxic workplace. They get gaslit by Bell MTS, Bell Let's Talk Day. They have not invested in the community in the manner in which they described. And whereas it's understandable that some jobs are changed because of advances in technology and become redundant, and whereas it is understandable that some positions can remain unfilled, I get all that. But one building's 50% full. The other building downtown is apparently empty. And yet all these low-paid, less skilled, less dedicated, out-of-province call center employees are providing you, and honestly, through no fault of the individuals themselves, but because of the business practices and rushing their training. That's why, if you're a Bell MTS customer, your service is crap. it is not as easy. And again, I have experience in the sector, limited experience, having worked for a couple of different Manitoba-based internet service providers. So I've learned about some of these things. Do not underestimate the complexities of these jobs, the responsibilities, the systems they have to navigate. I mean, just you know, first, if you're a Shaw customer, as I am, just call in and try to get your phone number changed get a new contract. And I'm not saying it's hard or they make it hard, but there's a lot of it. I have to go to this field. They have to click through. Can I put you on hold for a couple of minutes? I have to check with my supervisor. That's when you start bargaining with them for a discount for this or that, right? This isn't the same as taking a pizza order. Another job I'm familiar with. There's no way you can expect things to be done right without errors. And the error rate with the Nordy representatives is so high and bad. Management, insider trading goes directly to the longtime employees here in Winnipeg to get things done with their personal MTS accounts. Whether it's, I don't know if it's repair orders or change the plan for long distance or whatever, they'll go directly to somebody instead of calling in like the rest of you plebs, lest they get saddled with the inferior product that they are contracting out for and paying for. Mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. That's what's happened to MTS, our MTS, apparently under the direction of Bell. This is what's gone on. I have indicated that I would be glad to hear more about this. I'm going to keep an eye on it. The importance of this program, of this podcast, and being able to tell stories like this, bring you information like this, keep you aware of what's going on. And if you're an MTS customer, feel free to call into MTS and complain. Feel free to tell them, no, we want Winnipeggers and Manitobans to have the jobs. We want service from people in our community who understand which neighborhood is which, for whom service is paramount to keep the customer happy. And not people just staring at the clock, tick, 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 till the end of their shift. Yes, times are tough, and times are tough in the telecom sector. But this letter writer, tipster, listener, made some very good points. And it adversely affects the community when we see layoffs. Where people are forced to relocate to another facility for another company, leaving their job. Morale is at an all-time low. Now you know. If you're a Bell MTS customer and you're concerned, well, you should be, and you should perhaps call them and ask them, what are you going to do to stabilize that workforce? What are you going to do to make them feel more secure in their jobs? What are you going to do to improve the customer experience? And contracting out ain't going to do it. Be back to wrap up this edition of the podcast right after this.
Because of you, the Great Canadian Talk Show has made headlines for over 15 years and forced important issues to be acknowledged and dealt with.
The problem here is that they want everything their own way in every situation. It's unpalatable to the general public, but they're frozen out by the process.
There is no funding to pay the bills for holding the government accountable.
They just see money. Of course, it's your tax dollars, but it's being spent on their pet projects.
We're on your side.
A lot of these people in special interest groups, they don't bear any relationship to your life out there. They don't have any handle on what your reality is in your neighborhood.
Support old-fashioned investigative reporting that matters.
The best source of information is not the city councilor. It is this program and you listeners.
Support TGCTS today.
This episode of The Great Canadian Talk Show is sponsored by PKP Renovations and Repairs. We take pride in the neighborhoods we work in, serving the North End, West Kildonan, and the Maples Garden City area for over 20 years. Call 204-297-5446 or email us at info@pkprenovations.com. We help make sure Winnipeg has good homes for good people.
And they're saying the judge got it wrong. Everyone got it wrong. Everyone is wrong, but the city of Winnipeg.
In wrapping up episode 17, I want to again thank those who've already donated towards our fundraising campaign. So we're underway to raise the $3,800 target by April the 1st. I'm encouraging all of you, please share these podcasts. If you know people that want to join our email list, I realize that we have a number of a growing number of Spotify subscribers. If you want to join our email list, then drop me a line, martygoldlive@gmail.com. I'll get you added to the email list, and you can stay in the loop as we put out not just these podcasts, but also articles, columns, and investigative reports on actionline.ca. I want to grow this platform. I want to ensure that the information people need about what's going on in our community is known to them. I have more coming up about bike lanes. Yes, that's right. I have more coming up about the city budget. I have more coming up about crime in courts. I have more coming up about public safety in our community. Some of this is derived from other news reports or other tips, and some of it's derived from listeners like you, like this episode. It's all important to me. I know that it's important to you. What's most important is with the dissatisfaction in the community with the kind of news coverage that's provided by the newsrooms, by many of the reporters, by the decision makers in the corporate media. And while people like me are under attack by Prime Minister Trudeau for telling the truth, for holding the media to account, and for holding him and his government and his cabinet ministers to account, he attacks me, he attacks us, he attacks you for wanting to know the truth, for wanting to get more information, for wanting questions asked and demanding answers. I'm here for you each and every day of the week. I am here for the community. I am here for my listeners. I am here for people who need help, who need an advocate, who want somebody to be their voice. That's the function that the Great Canadian Talk Show podcast served on radio. It's the function that we serve now here in the online world of social media. And along with the articles that we post to actionline.ca, we're providing really an alternative record to what's going on in Winnipeg, in Manitoba, and in our country. Please support that work and keep it going strong and keep it growing. And I'll always be here maintaining whenever I speak with elected officials, whenever I speak with bureaucrats, whenever I speak with people in the community that you deal with as customers, as consumers, as taxpayers, that they should never get it wrong, and that you have the power. Thank you for listening.
What the legacy media won't talk about.
They're too busy covering ribbon cuttings and other such things.
He will.
Winnipeg radio, it's moved more and more away from being dynamic, provocative, and closer to...
It's Marty Gold.
That's not the way it should be, especially with broadcast licenses issued by the CRTC. But that's their problem.
On the Great Canadian Talk Show podcast.
Not the power of CKY or CKRC, but we intend to try to match them in quality.
Thanks for listening to the Great Canadian Talk Show. If you want to email Marty, send it to tgcts1@gmail.com. Or follow him on Twitter @TGCTS.